there are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people wrestle, the King James says, twist to their own destruction. And they do also the rest of the scriptures. If you try to follow along, this is from years ago, I started using the New King James Version. Nobody minds that. It's one of the only other ones that is translated from the majority text. It goes right along pretty much with the King James. Otherwise, I would not have done so. So we see then that even the Apostle Peter, as I mentioned, said there are some things that are hard to understand. I'm probably going to look this way instead of on that. Those that said some things that are hard to understand about the one church and being saved. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, we need to understand, folks, as we begin into this. Like we talked today in Bible classes, it's kind of a second part B, whatever, the Bible class. And that is that most people on earth will end up lost. You need to understand that there are probably 7 billion people on earth. A lot of people. Probably 7 billion people on earth. Out of that, a very, very, very small percentage will be saved. In your community right here, as we were talking earlier, just in Owensboro, do you know the amount of people who will probably be saved in that end day? I mean, that's period. Whether they're members of the church, you do realize there'll be a lot of members of the church who will not walk through the gates of heaven, don't you? It can happen. But the bottom line is, most people are lost. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15 says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Everybody. Everybody's lost. To start off with, until you're saved, you're all lost. "Teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age." That's what it takes to get to heaven. "Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us, purchase us back from every lawless deed, purify for himself," watch this, "his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one despise you." John chapter 12, verses 42 through 50. Concerning Jesus says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." Folks, you've got to understand something. There are going to be believers who are lost. You can believe in Jesus. There may be people in here this very morning who believe in Jesus. Maybe you're a member of the church. Maybe you decided this morning to put something above Jesus Christ. Maybe something took precedence. Wednesday night, something may take precedence over Jesus Christ. Maybe the way you live, something takes precedence over Jesus. Bottom line is, we notice that here the idea is that some people, strictly because they don't want to offend others, will not follow Jesus Christ. That's whether they're in the world. I don't know how many of you ever worked with folks who are of a different religious belief, and they start saying, "Well, you know, my grandma, old mamma, now she played the piano here for, oh, many years I can remember. My granddaddy, my great-granddaddy helped build this building." And you think, "Well, my word, I may never talk these people out of this." You might not. You know why? Because a lot of times people are afraid to offend the people they're with. It doesn't change in the Lord's church. Did you realize that? A lot of times members of the church are afraid of offending other members of the church. So they don't, and that's going to be our lesson, and it's going to be on taking a stand. Hard to understand how we take a stand. But it gets to the point where some, even in the Lord's church, will be lost. Let's look at the next one. Matthew 22, verse 14. "For many are called, but few are chosen." This gospel that I'm encouraging y'all to go out and offer to people. You've got to understand something. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, not everybody you talk to is going to be saved. In fact, you may talk to some people, they get saved, they obey the Lord Jesus, they put him on in baptism, and then they fall away, they quit being faithful. You may have some in this very audience right here who have become unfaithful and have come back to the Lord. To that we would say an amen. If you're a member of the church here and you've not been faithful, today's going to be a good day for you. We're going to offer you an opportunity to change that, turn your life around to Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you do that, You're going to be on the right side of this thing. But until then, Matthew 7, verses 21, or 13 through 23, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many, many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Not everyone who says to me, not every religious person, not everybody who claims Christ, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You know, we apply that to the denominations all the time, don't we? Well, they claim to cast out demons. They claim to speak in tongues. They're doing all these. Yeah, son, a lot of them folks are going to be lost. I want you to understand something, people. This is a general statement that Jesus Christ made. This applies to y'all just like it does everybody else. I noticed our song has the word yonder in it. You know, a lot of our words, southern words, come from the Bible. You know that, right? That's why they call it the Bible Belt, yonder, y'all. Look how many times, go through your Bible, look how many times Paul says, you all. How that ended up being, y'all. Think about it. That's three. That was three right here, like a snapper cap. Folks, most people are not going to be saved. That's scary. Should scare us. Should scare us that we would have a part with somebody not being saved. We talked this morning about how many of you have neighbors. How many of you have friends? How many of you have family members who are not saved and you have not talked to them? I guess a good question might be simply, who do we think we are? If you're not talking to those people about Jesus, who do you think you are? You hold their soul in the palm of your hand. If they get killed in a car accident and die unsaved, and you never talk to them about Jesus, might be about time for you to back up. And as a young lady said back here, take a look at yourself. Because you had an opportunity to teach that person, but you decided that your time was too valuable, that your friendship was too valuable, that your family was too valuable, that your relationship was too valuable, and you just didn't want to offend those people. Or maybe you felt like you didn't have the knowledge, or you're too shy, or you just didn't know what to do. Let me tell you something, folks. It's not hard to tell people. Tell them your story. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Tell them your story. Oh, he's sounding all Baptist on his mouth. Am I wrong, or in two chapters did the Apostle Paul not stand and tell people his story? Here's where I was before I was saved. And Jesus got a hold of me, and I went to Damascus, and I obeyed the gospel. And I preached the gospel for so many years, Paul would say, he told him his story. Every one of you in here who's a member of the church has a story. You may have been a drug addict before you were saved. You may have been a drunk. You may have been a womanizer. You may have been a cusser. You may have been a cheater, a liar, a thief. You know, it's interesting in Ephesians chapter 4. I like this. It says, let him that stole steal no more. We say that part all the time, don't we? Let him that stole steal no more. You know what the rest of that is? I want you to go home and read Ephesians 4 and find out what the rest of that verse is. I'm going to tell you, but you can look at it for yourself. But rather let him labor, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor with his hands. Why? That he may give to those who are in need. Is that why you work? Is that why you work overtime? Not for that four-wheeler, it's not for that boat, it's not for that better house, it's not for fixing that kitchen up that you've been wanting to fix forever. It's so that you'll have extra money, so if somebody has a need, you'll have it on hand. See, there's some hard things to understand about God right there. A lot of times he's not that God that we think he is. Friends, we need to understand that there's just one church that will be saved. We are the called out ones. We're the ones who are called into the body, into the church of Christ. Colossians 1, verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. That's where you were before you were saved. If you're in here today, and you've not yet been saved, you are in darkness. Satan, we're going to notice on down in another sermon, is talked about as darkness, darkness, darkness. Where does it say you will go if you go to hell? It's a place of what? Darkness. We can wail and gnash your teeth. I don't know about all that. People say, well, how can you have fire and it be dark? It just doesn't say. I don't know. All I know is I'd like to think there's not a one of y'all that wants to go there. Amen? I hope you don't want to go there. And we can mess around enough as members of the church. We can end up there. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. Bottom line is, there's one church, friend. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiven sins. Acts 2:47. We find out in Colossians that when we are saved, we're translated out of the power of darkness. I usually have a dry erase board and it kind of gets the draw. You can't read anything I write, but I make pictures. Can't draw well either, but I make pictures. But you have darkness, and he translates you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. Okay? Acts chapter 2 and verse 47 says that those who gladly received this word were baptized. Acts 2:41, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Added to what? Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be or were being saved. Hold your hand up if you've been asked, do you think Church of Christ is the only church going to heaven? You think you're the only ones? Well, if you haven't been told that, you need to talk to more people about Jesus. Let them know you're a member of the church. You'll hear it. You're here plenty of times. I want to tell you something this morning. I hope to leave you with the confidence not to leave here ashamed to say that you believe the Church of Christ is the only church going to heaven. Don't run out on me now if you ain't heard this. Not a member of the church. Don't get all fuzzed up on me. I'll talk to you from the Bible, okay? I'll talk to you from the Bible. Let's go. Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and he put all things, God the Father, put all things under his, Jesus' feet, and gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things, what? To the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling, wherewith you are called. There is one body. Same book, folks. All same books. You notice that's all Ephesians. Same people, same topic. Ephesians 5, verses 23 through 25. Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, but nourishes and cherishes it. On down, a few verses, skipping around for time here. Just as the Lord does the church, for we are members of his body. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. I see some young people taking notes. Amen. Good for y'all. The body and the church are one and the same. It's said that when you're saved, Jesus adds you to the church. It says you come out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So apparently the kingdom, the body, the church, it's all a reference to the same group of people. It's just a different way of expressing it. We are servants in his kingdom according to Romans chapter 6. We are the church or the called out, the ecclesia of God, the assembly. Did you realize something? I talked to somebody the other night. We had a study with a Baptist preacher. My buddy Lucas, I tell him about. Got the study set up. And they wanted to know what denomination we were. Of course, the answer is what? None. Right? And they say, oh, I thought you were Church of Christ. I'm going to encourage you something as members of this congregation. Please don't ever, ever, ever tell somebody I'm Church of Christ. Been Church of Christ ever since I can remember. You're not Church of Christ. You're not a Church of Christ. I'm a Church of Christ. No, you're not the Church of Christ. You're a member of the body of Christ. We're going to see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You are a part of the called out, the church, the ecclesia. You are a servant in the kingdom of our Lord. You know what? That sign out front. You want to blow some minds? And I've said this before. I said it before we put our sign up out front, and I still say it now. Number one, I wish there were no sign and just say Christians be here. But beyond that, you need to understand that we could have a sign that says the pillar and ground of the truth. That's what it says the church is, the pillar and ground of the truth. You realize in Hebrews chapter 12, we're called the church of God and the assembly of the firstborn. We can put assembly of the firstborn out there. What do they mean? Firstborn of Christ, assembly of Christ. We can put the body of Christ out there. We can do it like you wrote the church at Corinth, to the church of God at Corinth. We can put church of God out here. Those are all scriptural terms for the Lord's church. It's who we are. You're not church of Christ. You're a member of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ. Let's continue here. I want to show you what I'm talking about. Where did I put my little gadget here? All right. So far, we've seen something here. Seeing that Jesus built his church, he built only one. You take the notes and thank you for those who are. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus said, and upon this rock, I will build my church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. For you old timers, yes, it says Hades. It doesn't say hell. It's confusing when it says hell. Hades is the realm of the unseen. Jesus, in other words, said the grave won't hold me. Amen. He came for it. And then he says, the next verse, Matthew 16, verse 19, he says, and I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Folks, the church and the kingdom are one and the same group. Our King's name is Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who he is. You need to respect that. You need to love that. You need to share that. You are a child of the King if you're a Christian. Amen? You're a child of the King. You're a child of Jesus Christ, our Savior. You're in the body of Christ. You're washed by the blood of the Lamb. You know, when we sing the song, Are You Washed in the Blood? We ought to just, it should send chills over you if you're a member of the church. You think, praise God, yes, I am. This church of Christ is referred to as the kingdom of the Son of His love. God takes the lost out of darkness, puts them into the kingdom of Christ. Jesus takes those who've been saved and adds them to the church. The one church and the one body are the same group of folks. We have seen that the saved are added to the kingdom, the body of the church. Is this making sense? Everybody shake your head. Yes, it is. So I'll go back over it. It's all the same group. Look at this. Striving the body of Christ. Or as the body, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, by the way. When we're saved, we become members of the body or church of Christ. I like to ask somebody when they say, oh, you're church of Christ, aren't you? You think the church of Christ is the only church going to heaven? I say, well, yeah, don't you? They get this funny look. They don't get it. And all you've got to do is take them to the book. We tried that the other night with a fellow that I was talking to you about, that Baptist preacher. You know what he said? We opened our Bibles. And he said, see, that's exactly what I was talking about. I know you were going to do that. I knew you were going to go to that Bible. You're going to have a bunch of scriptures you're going to give me. Throw them out there. Got your little plan and everything. Well, we're not going to do that here. I'm not going to bail. Don't do that. Woo. It's an interesting night, wasn't it? Sad, really, because they wouldn't listen. Whereas the body is one, what's the body of the church? Okay? Whereas the church, your body is one and has many members, all y'all. This fellow said, well, the denominations are the members. You know, my friend, it's just the members, what it says. But all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also Christ. For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. How do you get into the body, which is the church? There's only one way, friends. You hear, believe, repent, confess before this group. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be baptized to have your sins washed away? It's the only way you can get in. You have to be baptized. We're going to notice in the Christ. That puts you into the church, which is the body of Christ. But I want to come on down here and notice. Verse 18 there, just up above the bread. It says, but now God has set the members, each one of them, that's each one of us, friends, each one of them in the body just as he has pleased. And if they were all one member, were in the body, maybe, then a bit confusion there. But now indeed there are many members. Watch this. Yet, how many bodies? One. One body. It says he is the head of the body of the church. Jesus is the head over the body of the church. Okay? Not talking about the local church. Not talking about all the saints, universal. Verse 27, now you are the body of Christ, and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church. Folks, can you look at that? And where he says, you are in the blue there. You are the body of Christ. He could just as easily and truthfully said what? You are the church of Christ. And you don't get in that church except to be baptized into it. Church of Christ is the only church going to heaven? Not unless you've got two bodies. There's only one church. Unless you've got two kingdoms, there's only one church. Folks, this is it. Now, continue. Jesus is the head of the body of the church. Colossians 1:18. You sound repetitive? It should. Here we go. The head of the church. He's the head of the church, which is the body. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. He is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Is this making sense to you yet? It's his body, which means it's his body, his church. If it's Christ's body, it's Christ's church. If it's the church of Christ, it's the body of Christ. He is the King of his kingdoms, according to Colossians, taking us out of the power of darkness, translating us into the kingdom of his dear Son, or the Son of his love. If you want to be saved, friends, you must get into the kingdom. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, Nicodemus wanted to know what to do. To be saved, Jesus told him, you must be born again of the water. There's that word. People don't like that. Of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads you to be baptized. What that means, a lot of other verses deal with that. That puts you in the kingdom. Acts chapter 8, Philip, when he was talking to the Ethiopian eunuch, do you ever notice in that text what he preached to him? He preached to him the kingdom. The next thing you know, the eunuch says, see, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It says he took him right there. They stopped the chariot, went down and took him into the water and baptized him. The eunuch came up rejoicing and went on his way. The bottom line is, he preached to him the kingdom. What did he become a member of when he was baptized? Well, it says that you're baptized into the body, 1 Corinthians 12. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, they that gladly received this word were baptized. The eunuch did that. The same day that were added, about 3,000 souls. Added to what? Verse 47 of Acts chapter 2 says, the Lord added to the church daily such as were being saved. So if you want to be saved, I'm going to give this quickly, and then we're going to move just a second to something else. Not going to hold you too long. I know you're not. Man, I got to keep this a little longer. If they have to see this at home, they'll want a short sermon every week, and then I'll be. But what I want you to understand is, when we look at this, if you're going to be saved, you need to believe the Word of God. Jesus said, except you believe that I am He, you will die in your sin. John 8, verse 24. They asked Peter what to do. He said, repent. Change your, every change of heart that's going to change your whole life. Who wants to live for Satan in here? Surely none of you do. You need to repent if you've not yet been saved. Change your life. Get ready to make that change for Jesus Christ. Repent and be baptized. Peter said, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. Before you do that, you must make that good confession that the eunuch made. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I don't think you'd be ashamed to tell the truth that, would you? If you haven't been saved, that's what you do. And then let us baptize you today to have your sins washed away. What will that do for you? You ever seen somebody baptized up here? You think, maybe not a member of the church, you think, well, I really don't necessarily know what all that's about. It's about getting into the body. It's about getting out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. It's about becoming a member of the church and Jesus adding you to his church. That's what being baptized is about. It's important, isn't it? Well, quickly, all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 3 says. When I spread that out real wide, it looks kind of like me standing there. Blessings are in Christ, friends. How do you get into Jesus Christ? Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says we must believe to be saved. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. We're to confess the name of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Romans 10, verses 9 to 10. And then there's only one way to get into Jesus. Did you realize the scriptures only teach one way to get into Christ? And it's the one way that the denominational world will have nothing to do with? Say it's not important? How many times have you seen folks, maybe you have family members. We work with people this like this all the time in Potted Oak and the surrounding area. And our members work with other people that, when they tell you what they did to be saved, they say, well, I claim Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Took him into my heart. Asked him to come to my heart and be my personal Lord and Savior. Told a fellow the other night, I said, you do understand that's found absolutely nowhere in the entirety of the New Testament, don't you? They have this funny look on their face like, well, I figured it is. And then you simply ask the question, would you please show me in the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ where anybody was ever saved simply through asking Jesus Christ to come into their heart and be their personal Lord and Savior? It's not in there, friends. It's not there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Romans 6, verses 1 through 5 says we are baptized into the death of Jesus. And that like we're baptized into the death, like Christ was died and was raised from the dead, we also should be raised, what? From the waters of baptism to walk in newness of life. You don't walk in newness of life until you're baptized. I was kind of shocked that Baptist preacher I told you about we studied with. See, Facebook's a good thing. Let me tell you something. Young people, don't do something dumb on Facebook. Or in anything else. Why do you think not Facebook? Go real quick on the mother. Adults, don't put something dumb on Facebook that you don't want on there. Because somebody could say, oh, I wonder what people. So I said, we have this Bible study. I'll check this out. Now watch them do some baptisms. And when they brought him up out of the water, he said, you've now been raised to newness of life. And I asked about that. He said, oh, that's a sign that you've been saved. Friends, you can read Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 all day long. And all you will get is that you were baptized, you went in a dead sinner. They don't baptize, but they don't bury live people, right? You went in a dead person, dead in sin. You went in the water, you were buried, and you were raised, just like you used to walk in this life. You have not been saved until you come up out of the waters of baptism. That's Bible. I'll sit down and study with anybody who wants to study that this week. I'll take every bit of time I have, if that's what it takes, to study with you, to show you that from the scriptures. You don't need to believe what I say because I said it. You need to believe it because God said it. Amen? That's why you need to believe it. Romans 16:16. The Apostle Paul said to Rome, the churches of Christ. So Galatians 3, verse 26, 27, we got to mention. We're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You have to believe to be saved, right? He that believes and is baptized. For as many of you as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have put on Christ. Friends, I put this jacket on this morning. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Unless somebody's going to be offended, if you are, you tell me and I'll work with it. You won't see me in this the rest of the week. I mean, I just, not knocking, man, it's wonderful to work, but just not me. It's okay though, I'm worth it. I don't want to offend anybody. I expect you don't want to offend my Lord, right? But when we see this, and we see that it says, as many of you have been baptized into Jesus Christ. Now, this shirt makes me look big. It's a 19, I told you, a big shirt. I lost a lot of weight. I lost about 50 pounds in the last 8 months. And I want you to think about it this way. Galatians, if you want to turn your Bibles over, this is the last we're doing here. We're almost done. Quit sweating bullets now. And I want you to notice there it says, verse 26 of Galatians chapter 3. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Well, they say faith alone. No, you can't stop that verse. Verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have put on Christ. I am not in this jacket until I do what? Till I put on this jacket. And friend, by the same token, you are not in Jesus Christ until you have put him on in baptism. That's what the book says. That may not be what you've been taught, but that is what the book says. Where did I do that little thing now? I done lost that little dude. Wait a minute. I can't find it. Anybody see it? Don't worry about it. We're going to stick with it. We'll make it out of that. Huh? That's it. Yeah, I thought it was. But what you want to do, friend, is get in that one body. We're the body of Christ, aren't we? That's what the scripture says. Baptized in the body. We're the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture says. The kingdom of his dear son, the son of his love, is what you're transferred into when you're saved. Let me tell you something. Never be ashamed that according to the scriptures, if there is just one body of Christ, there is just one church of Christ. For local congregations, the Apostle Paul said, the churches of Christ greet you as local congregations of the church. Friends, you do have to be a member of the Church of Christ to go to heaven. Not some denominational group called the Church of Christ. That group that was added starting on the day of Pentecost, where it said that the Lord added to the church daily those who were getting saved. What's that mean? It means if you weren't added to the church, you're not saved. Whose church is it? Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. The Church of Christ is the only church going to heaven. Don't ever be ashamed to say that. Don't ever let anybody back you into a corner. Don't let anybody denominationalize us. We're way far before any of that stuff came along. We're all the way back around 33 AD, friends. If you're a member of the Church of Christ, you're a member of that body that we've been talking about, that kingdom. Don't be ashamed of it. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and don't you be either. There's somebody in here today who is not a member of the body of Christ, who is not a servant in the kingdom of Christ, who is not in the Church of Christ. You need to be. You need to be. If you're not, you're not saved. Again, don't get mad at me. You're not yet a Christian. Sit down and let me study the Bible with you. That's the only thing. You're going to have to read it sometime. If you're going to be saved, you're going to have to study it sometime. You're going to have to look at it and come to the where the rubber meets the road sometime. May as well make that today if you have questions. I'm telling you, if there's a person in this entire congregation who wants to study, I will come to your house and study with you while I'm here. Amen? I'll do it. I want everybody in here saved. If you're not a Christian yet, you need to be. Won't you believe the word of God with all your heart and repent of your sins? Confess before this group here, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I tell you, probably do or you wouldn't be here. Let us baptize you today. You may have been baptized before because you thought you were saved and then baptized. Last time I looked, Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He did not say he that believes is saved and should be baptized to show he's saved. See, one's on the Bible and the other's not. Friends, there's something we can do for you today. Remember the church that needs to come back. Won't you come always sit and say?